On Kent State University's Brain Health Research Institute Week, there are still steps to be made in wearable tech. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bjorn Lysom, Professor of Physics, explores what we need to do to get there.
Semiconductors have revolutionized our daily life and are found nearly everywhere, in our watches, phones, TVs, and even LED light bulbs. Semiconductors conduct electric charge through electrons. However, this is very different to the human body, where signals are transmitted by ionic charge, such as potassium, sodium, or chlorine atoms. In our research, we are trying to reconcile these two seemingly separate worlds of semiconductors and biology. We study a specific class of semiconductors, mixed organic semiconductors, which can conduct ions and electrons at the same time. When used correctly, mixed organic semiconductors can be used to design highly efficient biosensors, which can sense glucose, lactic acid, and various other neurotransmitters in the body. The materials created with these semiconductors are mechanically flexible, lightweight, and sometimes even stretchable, properties that can be used to create electronic technology that is so small and convenient that some researchers call it imperceptible. This technology will allow for exciting applications beyond what is currently possible. In the future, we believe the science will lead to technology such as wearable sensors to guide one's daily exercise or sensors that track neurotransmitters inside the brain. Before these technological applications can be realized, however, there are many fundamental questions that still need to be answered. How do mixed conductors host ions and electrons? How can we process these devices on a large scale? And how durable will this technology be long-term? Answering these questions requires fundamental investigation at the interface of material science, electronics, and the neurosciences, an intersection where Kent State researchers are working together to advance discovery.
And that was Bjorn Lysom of Kent State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.